Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenism to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenism to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you in our guided meditation today. But before I begin the meditation, I always like to let you know that the guided, thoughtful, and purposeful meditation is taken from the book Enlightenism, and the idea of the meditations are to take you away from the hustle and bustle and the daily conflicts that we get tied up in the course of the day, the news of the day, something happening in the family, something happening at the workplace, or just in the home that takes you a little bit out of the space of peace. And that is what the idea of the meditations are, is to put you in that peaceful place, that place that is born within you, because you are born whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that you will ever need for the journey. So I ask you, all of you that can, to close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming and deliberate manner. As you listen to the words in the meditation taken from the book Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with a knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day as I began my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath within and release it very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I just want to leave you with one part meditation that says, regardless of what I encounter in this day, that the greater power of enlightenism is always working within me. There is no condition that is greater than the power of enlightenism working within you. I now give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carol, for those wonderful insights. Hey, you woke us up again with a great meditation, as you always do. You always get us started on the broadcast. We're doing the work to overcome the trauma of generational toxicity, and you just calm
Absolutely.
Down the mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you have to, sometimes, folks, you have to listen to a guided meditation, or you can meditate yourself. But Sister Carolyn is doing the work on this broadcast to get you engaged in your own life.
Absolutely.
So that you understand. That's what we're dealing with, right?
That's what we're dealing with, being engaged in your own life.
In your own life. Thank you so
Investing
much, Sister Carol.
In the power.
Yeah,
you are
yes,
so welcome.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, folks, you just listened to Sister Carolyn share those wonderful insights with you. I'm Brother Malcolm, Power of the Mind author, dealing with a new way to think and live, dealing with the power you have to overcome generational toxicity, the power in your life to change how you think and live. We are divinely created with powerful minds. When you recognize you have a powerful mind, you think better of yourself. You believe that you can accomplish things in your life that you desire to accomplish. Where does this power come from? Well, I deal with the principles of the enlightenment philosophy. It's also the powers of mind philosophy. We deal with the mind. Enlightenism is about the mind, the power you have to change how you think and live. The first principle is always, I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. What's happening in your life? You're a part of it. We may not want, I know sometimes I don't want to deal with it, but, and like all of you, but we are responsible for it. We're responsible for how we think about the things in our lives. The second one is, I acknowledge that my beliefs and values created the conditions in my life. What I think, what I believe, and what I value created the mindset that I'm in today. The third is I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. Everything is changeable with a powerful mind. I have the power to change the conditions in my life by changing my beliefs and values. The fourth one, before all of this can happen, folks, I first must be willing to enter into self-discovery. Self-discovery is something that is a tricky proposition for most of us, particularly when you are feeling pain and your life seems to be running amok. Self-discovery comes into play when you desire to unlearn what others have told you. Powerful mind can free you of generational beliefs, generational toxicity. I talk about this all the time. When are you willing to take a different approach in life? Are we so dependent upon others that we ignore the present moment? See, the present moment is very important because in the present moment is where you're living. Past things no longer exist, whether you read about them from someone else or whether you're dealing with capturing your own past, trying to remember things in the past. And I know people say, well, you know, if you don't know, realize the past, you're doomed to repeat it. That's toxicity. I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about a freedom that has been ignored. And this freedom is a powerful mind. When you tell your children today, when they awaken today, you reiterate this over and over again. You have a powerful mind. You have a powerful mind. You have the power to excel in everything that you participate in. And you repeat this each day, throughout the day, every time you see the child. How is your powerful mind doing today? What are you doing with this powerful mind? And the kids may say, well, you know, Dad or Mom, what are you talking about? What is a powerful mind? Well, you have to have one yourself. You have to have discovered a powerful mind for yourself, or you are mouthing off inspirations. In other words, you want to inspire the kid to create a powerful mind. Whatever the case may be, continue to reiterate a powerful mind that I am greater than the I that I created. Your mind comes from a powerful place within you. It's unknown to the beliefs and values that others have taught you about yourself. You're not a slave. You don't come from slavery. You can read about slavery, but you are not a slave. You're not seeking freedom in the way that others did in the past. It's a totally different world today. So you have to redefine freedom. Because other people 100 years ago or so, or even 400 years ago, would think freedom is what you have today. This is what they dreamed about. This is what they dreamt about. This is what they wanted to see happen. Well, you're in your world today, and what is your freedom? What are you fighting for? Ask yourself today, what is it exactly that you want from someone else? What do you want from someone else that you cannot give yourself today? What is it? Well, when you realize you have everything you need, you have been divinely created, powerful mind. You have everything you need to be successful in the world if you're willing to let go of what you think about yourself today. See, when we think about self-discovery, we carry forth in our minds beliefs and values into self-discovery. So now you're trying to find freedom with all this information you put into your mind about freedom, the way you should act, the way you should be treated. That's not freedom. See, that's not freedom. That's a freedom manufactured in the social construct is the idea that we have about the society where we're living. So they've constructed our minds, so to speak, believe. So, well, you have low test scores, you have unhealthy diets, so forth and so on. And you believe it. See, this doesn't apply. I know people think this doesn't apply just to African-American people or black people or colored people. Whatever terminology you're using to define another person, this applies to everyone. But if you think you already have the freedom, you stop working on yourself. You start comparing where you're living to other people. And you say, well, I'm doing better in the United States of America than they are in Latin America or anywhere else you want to conceptualize in the world that you've heard about. Everybody wants to get here. So this freedom is unique. But is it freedom? All people will say it's the best we can do. No, it's not. Individuals have to go to a higher place within themselves, and the higher place is the consciousness of truth that's in you. Consciousness is available to you, unconditioned consciousness, where you create a new person. We want to reinvent a new person individually, each individual, so that you have the clarity and self-discovery to see the illusions that's holding you back. You're comparing yourself to someone else. And that's what people do in this society. They tell you, oh, this person has an IQ of 145, 165. That person is a genius. And then you find out your IQ is 110. So, well, I must be stupid. Well, no. I discovered someone has an IQ of 95. So I'm not as bad off as that person. When you're comparing yourself to others in a toxic environment full of illusions, then you feel badly about yourself. How can you believe you have a powerful mind if yours is 110? How can you believe that? Or if it's less? Because when someone is testing your intelligence, comparing it to a criteria that's been established in the social construct. They're not talking about what I am talking about with a powerful mind. I am talking about something greater than the human knowledge that we have been fed all of our life, taught all of our lives. I'm talking about something that is brand new, right in this moment. It's not tied to anything except to you. You are the one that feels the pain, not your parents. It is you that feel the pain. It is you desire to be free of the pain. And I'm not talking about using some chemicals to free yourself temporarily of the pain. I'm talking about a permanent transition from the social construct mindset to the enlightenism mindset, where in every situation that you're in, you are responsible for using the power that you were born with. Whether you're dealing with a bank loan, you're talking to someone on the telephone about something, you can never be the victim in the conversation. So remember that. You are never the victim unless you believe you're the victim. And as the victim, you lack something. You desire something that you think the other person can give you. And it shows up in your behavior, in your actions. You're not a victim. in any situation. So the mind has to be conditioned to think this way, to think about power. So when I first began the journey, my inward journey to learn about empowerment, enlightenism, what could I do on my own, I used 4 steps that helped me. And I believe they'll help you. The first step, I believe if I took the time to create a vision of myself that was different than the one that I was aware of being, that represented change. And if I could embody that vision in the present moment, that was the second step. If I could embody it, meaning I stopped dreaming about it and I become like the artist or the sculpture, where I am taking an invisible idea of something unknown to me at the moment and unknown to all of the others. You can't see it. It's in me. But I can see the painting completed. I can see it. And then I go and do the work. See, I don't hope for it to happen. I've already seen it. I've already taken the time to envision and embody this new person. It's like the artist takes a canvas and you put the canvas up. Artists may take months. Some may take a year. I don't know. And each day they work on it, they are expressing effortlessly what they already know. See, this is different now than you're hoping to be free. Different now of you daydreaming about something. And then you're hoping that things get better. You're wishing things to get better. You're wanting people on the outside to pass some law, some type of edict, a proclamation that's going to free your mind, and it never is going to happen. The work is done by the individual. The artist is not going to someone else, particularly someone that's not an artist. Say, guess what? I have this great vision of a new painting, and the artist goes on and on and on to tell you about it. You don't know what the artist is talking about, first of all, because you're not an artist or a painter. So you just sit there and listen. That brings me to the third step, acceptance. See, when you see yourself with great power, remember now going back, the parents telling the child, you have a powerful mind. You say it each and day. Every time you see the child, you're telling the child about the powerful mind. Now, when you recognize how change occurs, you understand that change takes time. The artist has to take some time to paint the portrait. The sculptor has to take some time to carve the wood into what it wants to look like rather than a piece of wood. It takes time. Your change takes time. But what is required of you is to trust yourself as the creator of something in you that you have seen in you that no one else has. And that will help you get through what I call the necessary time interval. See, there is a time interval between your vision or your conception and that which you has conceived in the mind and when it goes into the world, the expression. There's nothing complicated about this. But everything is complicated when you doubt yourself. See, if you doubt yourself to have power, then everything is complicated. The English language is complicated because you believe it's complicated. Someone can talk to you about subjects and verbs and pronouns and adjectives and adverbs, conjunctions, all of these things that someone makes up to tell you this is how you should talk. And that if you don't talk in the way that people want you to talk, then they think that you're ignorant. So you have a whole society of people now deemed to be illiterate, semi-illiterate, functional literate, because they don't speak the same language. It's clearly. And you say, well, we've learned how to accept that certain people, you don't have any expectations. Certain people that look like me, you don't have any expectations that you can speak English or any language clearly, or have a vocabulary where you can understand the language. Case in point, you see numerous people on television that look like me. And good case in point, you compare, say, Charles Barkley and Barack Obama. Now, which one do you think is intelligent? Just by observing and listening to the person, you have an opinion, and the opinion is coming from the social construct where you are comparing people to each other based upon what society is telling you the way that people should act. So you automatically think that Charles Barkley is not as well educated as Barack Obama. And then you have an expectation that Charles Barkley, when he speaks the language, is not going to speak it correctly. Just use that as an example. But it applies to all people, requires to all people of all races. So you see the coach from Detroit, and he's trying to speak the English language, and he has a lot of challenges to it. Well, he's a European American. And you don't expect that he's going to sound like some other person that's really eloquent. These are the pitfalls, folks, that I am sharing with you today that prevents you from changing how you think and live. Because when you are waiting on approval from those in the social construct for you to measure up, you delay your own freedom. You delay your own freedom by trying to satisfy other people. You are divinely created with a powerful mind. No one on this earth can take your mind from you except you. You have to give it away. You have to give it away to the things that you have learned. You give it away to history, philosophy, psychology, all of those things. I say to you today, take every opportunity in your life to say, I am greater than the I that I created. I'm Brother Malcolm, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in. I want to thank Sister Carolyn for the wonderful insights, and I'll see you back on the radio Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I'm Brother Malcolm. Have a great day. And here's Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon, or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Beyond the sky, it's been a long